Welcome to the Math Audio Tutorial Series by Rapid Learning Center. This audio tutorial will discuss the real number system. Learning Objectives. By completing this tutorial, you will learn how to recognize the subsets of the real number system, use the rules of real numbers to add, subtract, multiply, and divide real numbers, and use order of operations to evaluate math expressions. Real number system concept map. The concept map will show you how the material that is new in this tutorial relates to previously learned material. The real number system is composed of rational numbers and irrational numbers. The set of rational numbers contains the subsets of natural numbers, whole numbers, and integers. The real number system uses the order of operations to evaluate mathematical expressions. Let's begin by discussing the subsets of real numbers. Subsets of real numbers outline. By completing this section, you will be able to determine if a given number is irrational or rational, and categorize rational numbers into subsets. Definition: Real number. A real number is a number that is either rational or irrational. Any common number from negative infinity to positive infinity is a real number. Definition: Irrational number. An irrational number is a number that cannot be written as the ratio of two integers. For example, pi is an irrational number. Example: Irrational number. The decimal approximation of an irrational number does not terminate or repeat. Examples are shown in the table. Pi, radical 2, and radical 123 are all examples of irrational numbers. Definition: Rational number. A rational number is a number that can be written as the ratio of two integers, where the denominator cannot be zero. For example, 1/2 is a rational number. Example: Rational number. The decimal equivalent of a rational number will terminate or repeat. 1/2, 3/8, and 2/5 have decimals that have a finite number of decimal places. They are called terminating decimals. 1/3, 2/7, and 5/6 have decimals with digits that repeat to infinitely many decimal places. These are called repeating decimals. Note: A line over decimal digits indicates those digits repeat infinitely. Subsets of rational numbers. There are three important subsets of rational numbers. The set of natural numbers includes 1, 2, 3, and so on. They are used for counting and ordering. The set of whole numbers is formed by adding 0 to the set of natural numbers. The set of integers is formed by adding the negatives of the natural numbers to the set of whole numbers. Venn diagram: Rational numbers. The subsets of rational numbers are shown in the diagram. The set of natural numbers is a subset of whole numbers. Both natural numbers and whole numbers are subsets of integers. Natural numbers, whole numbers, and integers are all subsets of rational numbers. Note, integers as rational numbers. An integer can be written as a ratio by putting it over 1 in a fraction. For example, 3 equals 3 over 1. Stop and think. Subsets. Negative 7 is an element of which of the following sets? Real numbers, irrational numbers, whole numbers, or integers? Negative 7 is an element of the set of real numbers and the set of integers. The next section will discuss some of the rules for dealing with real numbers. Rules for real numbers outline. In this section, you will gain knowledge of the double negative rule, rules for adding and subtracting real numbers, and rules for multiplying and dividing real numbers. Double negative rule. For any real number x, negative negative x equals x. Example 1. Negative negative 5 equals 5. Example 2. 7 minus negative 3 equals 7 plus 3, which equals 10. Addition rule, like signs. When adding numbers with like signs, add the absolute values of the numbers and keep the sign. Example 1. 8 plus 5 equals 13. Example 2. Negative 8 minus 5 is the same as negative 8 plus negative 5. Both expressions equal negative 13. Addition rule, unlike signs. When adding numbers with unlike signs, subtract the smaller absolute value from the larger absolute value. Keep the sign of the number with the larger absolute value. Example 1. 9 plus negative 7 equals 2, because the larger value of 9 is positive. Example 2. 1 plus negative 4 is the same as the opposite of 4 minus 1. Both expressions equal negative 3. Note, adding a negative number. Adding a negative number is the same as subtracting that number. For example, 6 plus negative 2 is the same as 6 minus 2. Multiplication rules. The product of two negative numbers is positive. The product of two positive numbers is also positive. The product of a negative number and a positive number is negative. Example 1. Negative 2 times negative 3 is 6. Example 2. 2 times 3 is also 6. Example 3. Negative 2 times 3 is negative 6. Division rules. The quotient of two negative numbers is positive. The quotient of two positive numbers is also positive. The quotient of a negative number and a positive number is negative. Example 1. Negative 8 divided by negative 2 is 4. Example 2. 8 divided by 2 is also 4. Example 3. Negative 8 divided by 2 is negative 4. Note, commutative property. Addition and multiplication are commutative. The value of an expression does not change when the terms are reordered. Example 1. 8 plus 1 is the same as 1 plus 8. Both equal 9. Example 2. 3 times 4 is the same as 4 times 3. They both equal 12. Stop and think. Sign rules. Match each expression to the left with its evaluated form to the right. Use the double negative rule to find negative negative 12 equals 12. Use the addition of unlike signs rule to find negative 7 plus 3 is negative 4. The product of two numbers with unlike signs is negative, so 4 times negative 5 results in negative 20. The quotient of two numbers with unlike signs is also negative, so negative 21 divided by 7 is negative 3. Use the addition of numbers with like signs rule to find negative 5 minus 4 is negative 9. The final section will discuss evaluating number expressions. Evaluating number expressions outline. In this section, you will learn order of operations, or PEMDAS, and how to use PEMDAS to evaluate mathematical expressions. PEMDAS, order of operations, parentheses, exponents, multiplication and division, addition and subtraction. PEMDAS and Aunt Sally. This is a memory tip for PEMDAS. Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally. Use the first letters of the words in the sentence to remember the correct order of operations. Note, PEMDAS. When using PEMDAS to evaluate math expressions, perform multiplication and division from left to right. Also, perform addition and subtraction from left to right. Example, PEMDAS. Evaluate 5 times quantity 8 minus 12 squared plus 1. Solution. Use the order of operations to evaluate this math expression. First, evaluate the expression inside the parentheses to get 5 times negative 4 squared plus 1. Next, simplify the exponent portion of the expression, 5 times 16 plus 1. Perform the multiplication, then the addition, 80 plus 1. The final answer is 81. Stop and think. PEMDAS. Using PEMDAS, what is the first step in evaluating 4 times the sum of 7 and 3 divided by 5 minus 2? Answer. The first step using PEMDAS is to get rid of the parentheses by adding 7 and 3. Summary. Addition and multiplication are commutative. Two consecutive negative signs create a positive. The product or quotient of two numbers with unlike signs is negative. the product or quotient of two numbers with like signs is positive. Perform multiplication and division, as well as addition and subtraction, from left to right in an expression. Congratulations! You have successfully completed the audio tutorial on the real number system. For more audio and visual tutorials in chemistry, biology, physics, and math, go to www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.